American Oral Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, Mu Family Group Interview, George, Stanton, Stanford, Lily, and Jane, on August 14th, 1982.
Language course for high school students, right?
Yeah, as a language student.
Like Latin or like French or like German?
Yeah, they can use it as a prerequisite.
He's been helping us in getting involved. He wants to maybe look into some of the City Market area, like the church down there and a few other things.
Actually, you say you congregational church is Parker Street too, right?
It's getting smaller, and soon they're going to have to move because of redevelopment and things like that.
There was a lot of
down 10th Place.
Old timers on it. There was our family and Rodney's family.
In the church?
And, yeah, on that Crocker Street.
Crocker Street.
Yeah.
George, Ada, the Ada. Ada Lee now.
Oh, Ada.
You're talking about the Woos?
And, you know, Ada and Jim.
And there's the Woos.
The two.
And then there's Tom Wu, Bob Wu, you know, Stanton Wong. All there was a whole big bunch that was.
Yeah, it's quite a Chinese communication there. Very, very.
In fact, I have one of those original big pictures of the church.
Is that right?
Mm.
The history from.
Right, yeah, that's the part.
From Bob, from way on the way back from China.
Oh, I see.
He went back to China? How did their family start it? How did Bob originally came over? How many brothers were there?
No one, but Fonday, he has three brothers and one sister. He's the only one that migrated to Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
The others were in China.
I see.
They came over here, didn't they? And he was the only one?
He wanted, let's see, one of the cousin of my father sponsored him to Hawaii at that time. That's how it started.
So at that time, how old was he when he first went to Hawaii?
19 years old.
And we had the original immigration picture with him too.
Oh.
That you can, that Randy Xerox was.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. What's
that?
Oh, yeah.
Like to see it if we can.
They have his picture, you know, when he's 19 years old.
Like the
mafia.
The cue?
Yeah. And then with all the comments about him that he was okay and so forth.
Now, those are historically interesting and important, you know, for a community thing.
So he first went to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Did he stay in Hawaii?
Yeah, he stayed in Hawaii. I forgot how long. Then Hawaii. And then Chinatown has a fire, a big fire.
Uh-huh.
Then he moved to San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
And he worked in the Chinese. He went to Hawaii and worked in a Chinese herb store.
Mm-hmm.
And from the herb store, he went to San Francisco and also worked in the herb store.
Can you remember what was the one in San Francisco in the herb stores on Grand Avenue?
Yeah, Bob Long Hong.
Was it there?
Then and at Hawaii, the name is, that herb store called Ji Wo Hong.
Ji Wo Hong, huh?
Ji Wo Hong.
Ah, Ji Wo Hong.
Ji Wo Hong.
Wo Ping Go Wo Hong.
My dad.
So
the rest of us can talk a little more loudly from here.
Right. So like in Hawaii was Ji Wo Hong.
Ji Wo Hong.
Uh-huh. Ji Wo Hong. Yeah. So he learned the trade over there.
Mm-hmm. How
it was
How long was he there, George, in Hawaii?
Really, I don't know. But they had a fire. And then went to Hawaii.
The fire,
I mean, San Francisco. From San Francisco, there's another fire.
Came to
Los Angeles.
Not a fire. They had a big earthquake.
After he was in Hawaii, he experienced a fire. He comes to San Francisco and
experiences
the earthquake.
One.
The earthquake. Yeah, the earthquake was, what is it, in San Francisco?
1906.
No.
1906? Yeah. That's a big one.
A big one, yeah.
Okay, that was in 1906, and when did he went to Hawaii?
Because according to the articles, he was 61 years old. That was 1938, so I figure he was probably born about 1877. So it was 19 years old, so he got to Hawaii 1896. That was very, very early.
So I guess, you know, the fate, you kind of think of fate the same. It's
He
could have continued to be in Hawaii.
Hawaii.
We could have been all Hawaiians, right? Chinese Hawaiian. No, just, you know, just the certain things that has happened.
Yes.
You know, when certain things happen, he went to Hawaii.
Did he learn the herbal arts in China? Or?
No, he was learning it in
Hawaii.
With
a cousin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So actually, Ji Wo Hong was run by the cousin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So when he went to San Francisco, the
Hong
was also run by the relatives?
No, that's a friend. So introduced him. At that time, even now, it's hard to find a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So they know.
Uh-huh. Do you know which street was that?
It's in Grand Avenue.
It's on Grand.
It's on the six, about 600 block.
Grand Avenue. Good memory. Yeah. So he works there for a while as a help, or he start practicing.
No, he is a help. You know, like a pharmacist.
Pick up the drugs on the prescription.
That's it.
I guess he must have progressed. He was probably an apprentice and then working his way up.
I can see most of the customers are just Chinese. And
oh, yeah. Only Chinese.
When did he start learning English? When he was in Hawaii, he started, or?
No, I don't think so. That's the only time you learn English when you get to LA.
LA?
Yeah. Because at that time, the Chinese community is real closely knit in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Even the native born in San Francisco speak Chinese decent. Mm-hmm. They don't speak English too much.
So he doesn't?
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, when he came to San Francisco, came over to LA, he started to pick up a little bit. Not, but he can understand. Don't speak too much of because we don't communicate with the Caucasian too much, even at that time.
You must have pictures of the Chinatown in L.A. from years ago by the railroad track, right?
Yes.
Yes, we brought some things here today as we get into it.
Probably later we will take a look, and you can probably help us identify.
Were there a lot of herb shop in Chinatown and LA in those days, or just
one, two, three, four, five, six.
Is that many?
I thought we were the only one.
I knew there was two.
There's three in our street. And
that's Marshall.
What street?
Yeah,
Marshall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Marshall.
Can you remember the some of the other names? There was one next to it.
It's just right in the corner of Ort and
the Winong Tong.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's one of the old ones.
Ah. So it's on the same side as your store?
Yeah, same side, Winong Tong.
We were debating on that. So the other one is?
And another one still exists, Hai Wo Hong.
Hai Wo Hong also?
Yeah, it's on North Spring Street.
Ah, I see.
Right opposite
Ringon
Hong.
I see.
And then Jinan Hong.
Jinan Hong. They're all on the same street, the old Chinatown?
Jinan Hong, no. Jinan Hong,
Los Angeles Street or something?
Yeah, somewhere
around. Uh-huh. So you say like six herb shops around?
Yeah.
You remember there's a couple of very good friends, Bob, one was a doctor. And one was some of his Lofan friends was defended this.
Oh, that's Doctor. He did. They had said that the reason that he met him At least you know he was a doctor. In that time, a doctor is hard to make a living, so he joined the police force, and he was sent down to Chinatown to patrol Chinatown, and that's how they get acquainted.
Uh-huh.
I forgot his name.
Well, in five you will come up.
Yeah. And he's a doctor. He retired at Hammett.
Dr. Steffield?
Yeah, Dr. Steffield. Dr.
Steffield?
I think that's the only one. And then a couple of pharmacists. I don't know who their name is.
That's right. Dr. Steffield did talk about Ba.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about when he was a policeman, he used to patrol Chinatown.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
And then he belonged to the Mason.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. He and Ba talked about philosophy and life and all that.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah, yeah, I kind of remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Steffield.
How did Ba got involved with Zhonghua, and then how to he was the mediator between the Tongs and
Zhonghua. Well, Zhonghua was supposed to be a mediator. It's the Chinese Benevolent Art Association. Anything at that time, Chinese is very hard to understand English, and like any civil or any court or anything. Judgment about that determined instead of go to hire a lawyer and go to court to go to the Zhonghua Wangquan to try to settle those things. And Baba is one of the directors. So.
Uh-huh. And he was effective because of the size of the new family or something?
Mm-hmm. No, he's just one of those people who likes to help people. It's not just new, a lot of family.
Was Miu considered a big family or
no,
is not?
No, just our family.
Just your family. Not like other family. Wang has so many people.
No,
and
mm-hmm.
So you don't have your own family association?
No.
This is the family.
I mean, this is the family.
You said he was the
pardon
new family association.
Pardon me.
Can you remember some of the things he negotiated?
No, it's too many.
Oh, yeah.
He did a lot of them?
Well, when you talk about that type of thing, it's like family type disputes.
Yeah,
it's
going too many.
Did he used to fly to San or ride the train to San Francisco?
Yeah, San Francisco, New York, and all that.
New York as well.
Yeah, it's between Tong and a big family like the Lee or Wong family. That's going too much.
In fact, the Zhonghua still tend to do that, to try to solve community type problem instead of flaring it into the American court system.
Right.
Like a lot of communities have a tendency to do that.
Uh-huh.
In old days, especially.
Yeah.
Now Zhonghua, when they don't do too much of
it. It's not that effective.
They do more community project,
mm-hmm.
and then they try to settle mm-hmm. court cases. Yeah.
Well, the father was he was a director for how many years?
Ooh, I think almost till the end of his life.
Oh.
I think it was 30 years.
30 years involved. And he was also the president, too.
Yeah,
for
well,
some,
so many
so years. Yeah, so many years. They change, so every year they change their role.
But
how many terms he served, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But he was supposed to be special because for many years they actually had him serve continuously. Is that so?
No, you just, when you finish one term.
You take your turn.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Just probably because he's so active.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
But he's still in the director.
Yeah.
The director, in other words.
Always was in the board.
And the director. Yeah.
Besides Zhonghua, what else was he in the Chinatown
the
activities?
He was a Chinese under Ji Gong Hong.
Ji Gong Hong.
Ji Gong Hong?
Yeah.
Oh, the Masons.
Yeah.
Was he
the
Masons?
Freemasons.
That's what I told you. He was with Dr. Steff. He was the one who got them involved.
Is that
and
I thought the Masons was...
That was near Avera Street. I remember there was something.
No, no. Right next Upper Blossom Street.
The Masons were
Chinese Mason and the Caucasian Mason, almost identical.
So that they
They got together?
No, they didn't get together. I mean, they talk about this, you know, they give them the Caucasian mission philosophy. And then my father, in his idea of the Chinese message philosophy.
It may not be
identical. Was he one of the first one that started it or something? Or was it already in existence?
Oh yeah, it was there a long time.
You've heard of the Chinese mission.
Well, this Jigong Tong actually also helped the revolution in China with the same...
Yeah, huh?
Oh, well, tell me about that.
Well, that was around 1911, 1912, so it was the beginning.
Maybe we can talk after the interview.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the other organization he involved. Yeah. So I know that he was very, very popular among Chinese.
Oh, yeah, at that time.
At that time, so many Chinese would visit the store, not necessarily doing business.
No, mostly.
Chewing
the fat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that time.
Uh-huh. Why was he popular, George?
Oh, his personality and trying to be friendly with everybody and do a lot of community work. That's it.
He helped people too.
Mm-hmm.
How did he help at the Chinese Catholic Center? Didn't he the first one to support it, right?
Yeah, and he would go out and solicit a donation. That's it.
For the Chinese Catholic
Center.
Was he a Catholic himself?
No,
or
no.
Anything
that is for the good for the community, you go out to.
Oh.
Like the Chinese school, you travel all around the country, like San Francisco, Virginia, then they ask for donations to help build this general work on the Chinese school.
Oh, he was
That's
involved in that too. What era was that? How early is that Chinese school?
Oh, we had that Chinese school down in old Chinatown a long time before we started this one.
Oh.
And then they had one on the one that we went down near Crocker Street.
Oh, that's belonged to the church.
Yeah. Bob was there, I remember.
He was there.
Did
that
he help
church,
in that one too?
The church too.
Oh.
Yeah.
But the Zhonghuo Guan is Benevolent Association that's in Los Angeles Street.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real general.
So your father helped start that Chinese school?
Oh yeah.
That was
the founder.
Before 1930, around 1930, before.
After 1936 or something like that. 1930, somewhere 1930.
Okay.
Because I remember, because the original Chinese school was done at the end of Marchesaw Street. Used to be a stable there. That's a Chinese school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that started
like that. Not like that.
Very good.
And then they started to build the Union Depot.
Uh-huh.
You tear that part first.
Uh-huh.
So we got to move that part up.
Uh-huh.
So the Chinese school started.
Oh,
and
I see down there.
Well, the Chinese community moved out. from when they built the Union Depot,
mm-hmm.
Part of the Chinese ended up in around Crocker Street, the produce, and
uh-huh.
the other one moved a little further down, which is around 21st Street.
I see.
So there was a Chinese community.
Moved down to the south.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then when they built up
they
Chinatown.
Don't tear down Chinatown all at once. Step by step, give us a chance to move. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's hard to find one location all at a time for one.
Were you one of the very first ones?
We were the last one to move out there.
Was there any difficulties for you to find a place?
At the beginning, it's real difficult. They fight each among each other. Each have their own interests. Some people have interests down there. You have to see if the market there. Some people have some property down there. And they want you to move there.
Uh-huh.
And finally, we found this place. It's
the new Chinatown.
Yeah, but partly due to one of the director, real estate director of Santa Fe, officer,
Left hand. How do you like the name, sir?
Left hand is the director of the Santa Fe?
He was
the real estate.
Yeah. They were trying to relocate the Chinatown while they were in the process tearing down.
Wasn't that new Chinatown originally a graveyard or something? Or something?
No, it used to be a foundry.
Foundry.
But a portion of it was graveyard, wasn't it?
No.
I think the graveyard, just so you don't play around when they're building it up.
The foundry.
Can we go back a little bit from the beginning when your father came to Los Angeles? How he started the store? Have you he ever mentioned about
that? No, he never said. The store is somebody else running it. He just worked there always. And then gradually, some of the old time, at that time, some of the partners went back to China and they were too. So he bought into the property share by share and gradually bought him out.
I see.
The store's name is what?
Dan Xinhong.
And how is that written?
Well, we can probably get it later.
Okay.
So
we'll have George write it down for you.
Yeah, I think that's the best way.
We'll see if his Chinese still as good as old time.
How did he get from San Francisco to Los Angeles? Did he know anybody here in Los Angeles?
Somebody introduced him. Uh-huh. There's a job opening at this Dan Xinhong workshop.
Wow.
You could write a blog on him.
Right. Yeah, later
I can write it.
All right.
How did you come up? Ba went back to get married. How did that start?
I don't know. I forgot the time. He went back to get married. And so at that time, only the merchant allowed to bring the family home.
Yeah.
The citizen or anything else later can't bring the family home. So when he went back to China, got married, and then when he came back here and then sponsored us as the merchant, son of the merchant.
Uh-huh.
And the son of the Stanley is also one of the sons. That's all.
I see. How, what year did you come here?
George, can you tell them something? How did you meet Swan Yi Yi family?
Oh, Swan. At that time, the back east, it's real hard time in Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
Not Pittsburgh,
Pennsylvania.
Midland, Pennsylvania. Midland, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
The whole family was working the has a laundry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And he's the oldest one of the family. And he got about 7 brothers or 8 brothers and 1 sister. Well, his heart is kind of crowded, so he wanted to move out.
Uh-huh.
So he hitchhiked with one of his Caucasian boys. All the way, like this.
Wow.
All the way from Pittsburgh?
Midland, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania?
Then, when he get to, he went through a lot of hard time in the road, on the road, Then when he get to L.A., he rode on one of those, we call boxcar in those days, one of the kettles and things like that. And when he get to L.A., he get to the station and where they park all the empty car, what we call stockyard. And one of those patrolmen saw him and caught him and threw him in jail.
Uh-huh.
In Hollywood, where he's a minor. At that time, they were in the juvenile hall and happened to be, they tried to locate somebody can take care of him because he's Chinese and he went to Chinatown and inquire around. It happened to this, officer who went to Tom Govins. I don't know if you read about him. He has a Chinese art goods store and also hired extra for movie.
Mm-hmm.
So he told Tom Govins about it. So the officer took him to him and so Tom Govan, real kind fellow, feel sorry for him when he tried and get thrown in jail. So he said if he will, he put him to work for room and board only, so that's how much. But So he took him in and worked in his store, but he's still young yet, and he and working pretty good, and he figured that still young, he said he needs an education. So he took him down to our store, the herb store, and introduced me and asked me to take him to school.
Uh-huh.
That's how we started.
So you started taking him to school and started a relationship. What's the relationship between your father and Tom Gubbins?
Just because they both are in Chinatown, really they know each other.
Uh-huh. They were very close friends.
Like Tom Gubbins hardly needs extra work in a movie, so he worked in a Chinese store and quiet. So we sent people who really need to work.
Because they know that actually your father is very popular.
Yeah, they know him.
Uh-huh. Even with Swanee, he will bring him to your store instead of other people.
Mm-hmm.
That was George's buddy, Swanee.
Yeah.
Is this
the
shop?
Store?
Yeah. No, this is one. No.
Well, where's that at?
That's on the right. Our store is right around here. Right there.
Where?
The second or third store down?
This one where the guy right in front of it, George?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
With the sign right there?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Is that Dan Siu? That doesn't look like Dan Siu.
Look. I went on wrong.
Which one is it?
Stanford.
I remember. I have a good memory. Which one was it, George?
I even know when George came to the United States.
So this is a picture in the Win On Tong here. And this one is Siu Hong.
Dan
Siu Hong. Here, I see. It's like a two-story building you own the upstairs, or it's a rental?
Yeah, rental.
Do you also rent upstairs?
Yeah, that's all rental.
Yeah, that has all the herbs up there.
No,
uh-huh.
No.
Ours. We
have a balcony only. It's upstairs.
I'm sorry.
Where does the family live?
Yeah, where do we live?
Opposite the outside. Same street.
North side.
Close to the Manzanlao.
On the opposite side.
Right next to Manzanlao.
Here's a
the upstairs. So, like.
Here's Manzanlao, right there.
Is that this Manzanlao? This is looking toward the
This
plaza?
Is another street. This is a different street, I think.
That's Yahai Marsha Shola. But maybe a little earlier.
And how about this one? Do you remember this? Is this the Alameda?
Yeah,
what did you just show?
I think this is Chap Sui Hao. This is Manzanlao.
Manzanlao,
right in here.
Right. And so your store is here.
Yeah.
And then you lived
right next to
over to Manzanlao.
I see. So the whole family lived at like upstairs apartment?
Mm-hmm. Remember the address?
Do you remember the address?
Don't look at me!
It was in between remember we had to go through a tunnel. It's in the center of the tunnel.
Very dark.
Does it go through the tunnel?
Yes, no, sir.
No, well, actually, it's a building, that had like sort of built, with
oh, you guys live up here? I see. It's
still
above the ground.
It's
not underneath.
Before we get to Manchu.
A lot of people talk about tunnels. Are there any tunnels down in Old Chinatown like that?
Oh, yeah?
Gee, my God.
George? Go ahead.
Were there tunnels in Old Chinatown?
No, there were never tunnels.
So many people
never
talk about it.
No, just...
They had a big tunnel on Broadway.
Oh, there used to be an electric car, Pacific Electric.
Oh, those tunnels.
Run through Hill Street.
Yeah, right on Hill Street.
But in Chinatown
in
itself,
Chinatown?
The basements?
No.
Never, huh?
How about like those street call at the August
Alley?
No, it just a little step down, that's all.
Step down, and no connection from one building to another.
No.
I see.
Ferguson Alley.
Mm-hmm.
Ferguson Alley, not
Why did everyone talk about these tunnels that the Chinese used to have underneath old Chinatown and all this?
That's movie maker in the
beginning. You don't have these tunnels and things? People don't have these
tunnels.
And
I think the only thing that would be close to that would probably in Ferguson Alley there. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that's
one
saying.
Step, but down. There used to
be
a lot of gambling houses down there.
Yeah, and then they also have the temple there, too.
Yeah.
On Ferguson Alley, those alleys.
Yeah, that was the only
alley, but they're not tunnels.
It's really not really an it's a small...
Also, George, you want to ask a couple of pictures, see whether you can recognize them.
Well, we've been looking at them.
Yeah. The other thing is that the when your father has the Zhang Xiutong, were there any non-Chinese customers?
No.
Even at that time, still all Chinese.
See, those people who has the Chinese herb store, the only out in the Luofeng on the Sanyangui. They specialize in education.
Yeah.
But in Chinatown, they will not.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Yeah.
Where did he get all the Chinese herbs?
Oh, they imported from direct from China.
Direct from China, so he still have a lot of it. Did he go back to China from time to time?
No. The only time he went back there is when he went back to get married.
Oh.
He got married in China?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he got he was able to bring the wife over right away or wait for?
No, you have to, you know, you have to go to the immigration office and apply for it.
Uh-huh.
I think he waited about a year or two or so.
Uh-huh.
At that time, only the merchants allowed to bring the family.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's it.
Uh-huh. I see. So the, when he bring the wife over, he didn't go back to China. He just send money back and
transportation expenses.
How old was Mama then?
That I don't know.
One more question. The reason why Baba didn't want to go out, he should have gone out into the American community and make more money then.
No, because that time there isn't. First you have to start understand English.
But he knew some English.